Strategic level metrics. At the strategic level, performance can be measured using a set of aggregate level metrics that summarize tactical and/or operational level metrics. Since not all metrics lend themselves to this type of aggregation, standalone metrics can also be created to measure performance against other strategic goals. One way to develop a complete and cohesive set of strategic level metrics is to use a balanced scorecard.
Balanced scorecard.
Global metrics at the organizational or business unit strategy level should be comprehensive enough to address all important areas of strategy while staying at a high level so that they remain useful for decision-making and strategy monitoring and control. It is also vital to ensure that performance measurement links back to strategy. The selection of comprehensive global KPIs along with related tactical and operational measures can be supported by the use of a balanced scorecard, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a list of financial and operational measurements used to evaluate organizational or supply chain performance. The dimensions of the balanced scorecard might include customer perspective, business process perspective, financial perspective, and innovation and learning perspectives. It formally connects overall objectives, strategies, and measurements.
Each dimension has goals and measurements.
Organizations have conventionally measured performance using financial results, but the authors of the balanced scorecard, Kaplan and Norton, believe that this led to short-term management at the expense of long-term goals. While the financial perspective remained vital to measure and manage, Kaplan and Norton added three other perspectives to help organizations focus on the long term. While organizations can customize the categories, the traditional balanced scorecard categories are customer value. The customer perspective helps organizations stay focused on their customers' changing needs. How does the customer define satisfactory and exceptional service?
What actions and operations affect the customer's satisfaction?
Business process. This perspective helps organizations measure the cost and efficiency of their processes and continually improve them.
What do we need to do to be efficient?
Financial performance. These are traditional financial metrics used to measure business results. What do investors expect, and how can operations affect those expectations? What are the financial implications for longer-term initiatives such as those in the other three perspectives?
Innovation and learning.
Organizational capacity. This perspective helps spur investment in future growth and workforce maturity. How can we be innovative so that we can maintain our competitive advantage? How can we make operations more sustainable? What can we do to improve our culture? What can we do to improve employee satisfaction? What can we do to improve our competencies so that we can be more competitive in the future? The scorecard itself is a simple tool listing the KPIs related to each area. The KPIs are designed to be drilled down into so that a strategic KPI would have several tactical KPIs linked to it, and each tactical KPI would have several operational KPIs. For example, to align a strategic metric related to productivity, the distribution function's tactical metrics could relate to how fast materials are moved through the network, for example, inventory turns, days of supply. An individual distribution node might then use average replenishment time at the operational level to continue this alignment. Management would view the scorecard at the appropriate level of detail. Each KPI has a goal, a metric, a target, and an actual result for a given time period or set of periods. Some organizations set multiple goals, such as a goal and a stretch goal or good, better, and best goals. Scorecards can also be used to monitor and control specific areas such as work centers or supplier performance. Exhibit 1-53, Exhibit 1-54, Exhibit 1-55, and Exhibit 1-56 provide abridged examples of each of the four perspectives of a balanced scorecard. This scorecard was developed to measure the performance of Plant XYZ. Exhibit 1-53, Balanced Scorecard Example, Customer Perspective.
Exhibit 1-54. Balanced scorecard example. Business process perspective.
Exhibit 1-55. Balanced scorecard example. Financial perspective. Exhibit 1-56. Balanced scorecard example. Innovation and learning perspective. These multiple perspectives look both inside and outside the organization, considering the needs of external stakeholders, such as customers or shareholders, as well as internal stakeholders, employees. They also consider the organization's present and future needs and the development of skills and capabilities that will help the organization retain its competitive advantages in a changing market and industry.
In addition to connecting back to the strategic goals, balanced scorecard KPIs in each category often connect with each other. By accomplishing one objective, the organization, function, or supply chain is in a better position to accomplish another. To use an operations example, empowering employees to suggest ways to improve operations, an innovation and learning objective, can help reduce order-to-shipment time, a business process's objective, which may make customers happier, a customer value objective, and increase inventory turnover, a financial objective. Supply chain maturity assessments. The advances made over the past decades in supply chain management are generally reflected in each supply chain's development. There are typically between 4 and 5 stages in this development that can go by many names. We'll use a 5-stage model of supply chain management evolution. Stage 1, multiple dysfunction. Stage 2, semi-functional enterprise. Stage 3, integrated enterprise. Stage 4, extended enterprise. Stage 5, orchestrated supply chain. Many organizations made these leaps over time as computers and cultures progressed. However, an organization in a particular industry or a smaller or mid-sized organization may have been sheltered from some of these changes or less able to make them and may be less advanced. Also, an organization might believe it is in the highest stage but could actually have slipped down a notch through complacency. Therefore, these stages can be seen as being relative to the capabilities of competing chains. The model that used to hold true for many industries, especially those that were regional and had only regional competitors, was a stable chain with predictable supply and demand. In a stable supply chain, costs are low due to predictable demand and minimal need for changes. Production runs can be long, and few line changes will be needed. As globalization and technology have connected the world, fewer and fewer industries have this level of stability. Stage 1. Multiple dysfunction. Exhibit 1-57 shows a supply chain that lacks clear, coordinated information flows or relationships among potential partners, internal definitions or goals, or external links, except transactions. Exhibit 1-57. Multiple dysfunction. This is a reactive supply chain, perceived as a cost center. Needs few connectivity technologies and capital assets. In the dysfunctional organization, internal activities tend to be undertaken ad hoc rather than by plan. Management provides only the most general sense of mission, pep talks/threats. Forecasting is mostly guesswork, often inflated by marketing optimism. Products are designed without advice from other functional areas. Distribution centers are near each market, have excess inventory, and use untrained labor. Deliveries and shipments have little advance warning. Enterprise resource planning, ERP, may be a highly customized and hard to upgrade older version or different versions per plant, etc. Purchasing may not consult with logistics, is ad hoc and transactional. Preferred suppliers are unused or inconsistently used. Stage 2. Semi-functional enterprise. Exhibit 1-58 shows a semi-functional enterprise. Information flow is improved and functional areas are defined, but they tend to perform their functions sequentially without collaborating to create value. There are no supplier or customer partnerships. Exhibit 1-58. Semi-functional enterprise. This is a reactive, efficient supply chain. Competitive positioning as an efficient, low-cost, and integrated unit focuses efficiency and cost management on the total delivered cost of finished goods. Connectivity solutions automate, reduce labor costs, improve capacity, and raise throughput. At this maturity stage, an individual company uses initiatives to improve effectiveness, efficiency, and quality in specific functional areas. Here are examples. Largely manual DC operations may leverage materials handling equipment. Inventory management may find ways to reduce inventory in the organization's facilities. Procurement may use purchasing strategies to minimize the cost of supplies/services. Transportation may lower costs using strategic carrier/route selection. There may be hard skills training and strategies for making jobs more challenging. Marketing may develop more reliable research and forecasting techniques. ERP systems may be somewhat more consistent in systems or versions and may have cross-functional plan integration. Other software may be incompatible with software in other departments. While some or all functions use initiatives to increase efficiency within silos, improvements within separate areas are suboptimal or are not extended to other areas. For example, market researchers may find market opportunities without sharing this information in a structured collaboration with product designers. Stage 3. Integrated enterprise. In the third stage, the individual company focuses on broad business processes instead of compartmentalized functions. The organization has achieved operational excellence, the basics. Milestones of this phase include better cross-functional integration of ERP software along with cross-functional communication and training, centrally located and easily accessible databases and files, and periodic sales and operations planning meetings as shown in Exhibit 1-59. Exhibit 1-59, Integrated Enterprise. This is a proactive, efficient supply chain. New raw materials or product designs to lower complexity and costs. Changes to product designs for efficiencies. Integrated information systems for sharing of information across functions. This stage differs from the prior one because of the following. The business process focus is facilitated by electronic communications, good databases and master data, and full-fledged ERP systems. Cross-functional cooperation is easier and occurs quickly across functions and time zones. They shorten order to delivery. Closed-loop material requirements planning, MRP, enables cross-functional manufacturing and finance communication. ERP extends to each functional area and ties key supply chain partners together. Product design may be a team effort, for example, design for manufacturability, for logistics, the environment. Products reflect customer desires and can be made without costly modifications in processes, equipment, or staff. Marketing-centric customer segmentation and tailored replenishment policies exist. Inventory is treated strategically as just-in-time, accurate demand planning, better warehouse equipment and automation, and improved logistics make fulfillment efficient and reliable. Warehousing and transportation decisions are carried out in tandem to achieve the optimal balance of cost-effectiveness and customer service. At this point, a nucleus company, an influential supply chain party that can drive changes, may start integrating with external parties through a third-party logistics provider. Stage 4. Extended enterprise. The extended enterprise stage extends at least one business process beyond the corporate boundary. This could be collaborating on planning, design, replenishment, logistics, or another process. The company integrates its internal network with the internal networks of selected supply chain partners to improve efficiency, product/service quality, or both. The starting point is generally one inside/outside partnership that points the way toward the completely networked enterprise. Exhibit 1-60 shows how the supply chain has changed. Exhibit 1-60, Extended Enterprise. This is a strategic driver supply chain. There is more sophisticated management. The supply chain contributes to the organization's strategy. Strategic modeling is used. Demand generation and fulfillment are fully integrated. Forecasting, planning, and replenishment are fully integrated and visible. Technology improvements, knowledge, and real-time information are shared with partners. What is unique to this stage is the following. There is an initial exploratory collaboration between, say, a manufacturer or a retailer and a supplier. It may involve only one component or product. Collaboration between Procter & Gamble and Walmart began with diapers. Given success, it can lead to more networking, more products, better sharing of information across integrated networks, multi-company formal team building, planning, and collaboration. Technology enables the extended enterprise to reach farther, add new partners, move faster in response to market changes, and broaden scope. ERP links the entire internal supply chain on one platform. Digitization becomes common, and partners synchronize their ERP systems across corporate boundaries so they can share data and efficiently collaborate. For example, Dell Computer fills orders without keeping much inventory because customer specifications are sent immediately to component suppliers. Cross-functional approaches are implemented, such as CPFR, collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment. Business-to-business e-commerce features competition among whole supply chains. Stage 5. Orchestrated supply chain. The orchestrated supply chain level is often expressed as the supply chain digital transformation. In Europe, it is called Industry 4.0. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines digital transformation as the creation of new business processes or the enhancement of existing business processes through the adoption of digital technologies to improve internal and external coordination of operations, and to provide increased customer value. This stage is all about realizing the benefits of all of the individual improvements in the different parts of the supply chain and inventing new business models. More so than any of the prior stages, this stage is relative to the capabilities of competing supply chains. A supply chain is truly in this stage only when it realizes an actual competitive advantage from becoming better orchestrated than its competitors. Orchestration requires more than just seamless technologies. It requires skilled leaders and teams who can leverage these technologies and adapt quickly to change. Therefore, supply chain digital transformation requires maturity in a number of areas for all significant parties in the supply chain. The orchestrated supply chain needs to start with a clear purpose set by leaders to show organizations how to transform. Exhibit 1-61 shows how the core model of the orchestrated supply chain maturity level is mostly the same as the prior level, but with more emphasis on security, resilience. For example, building and risk management, value realization, and orchestrating people and processes. Exhibit 1-61, orchestrated supply chain. This is a consistent and systematic supply chain. Participating partners align their business objectives and related processes. Customer requirements get an integrated response from participating partners using real-time planning and decision-making. Improvement and change management teams are cross-functional and technically and socially skilled. Data has integrity, is secure, and is actually used in decision-making. Technology gaps are resolved to realize end-to-end visibility. Sourcing is right-sized but resilient, quickly adaptable. Product designs are inclusive, and the number of products is right-sized. Artificial intelligence may be used, for example, to add external factors demand sensing. Data on supply chain inventory and assets is truly real-time and feeds directly into decision-making tools and predictive analytics, for example, predictive maintenance scheduling. Processes are shared, standards and policies are enforced. Things that require little or no human intervention are fully automated. Before automating, the process itself is reviewed to ensure that it is efficient and is intuitive for end users. The digital transformation goes way beyond simple digitization of trade documents or even digitization of control systems, such as remote sensors, triggering an automated response. The digital transformation takes these advances a step further, such as by ensuring that electronic documentation travels seamlessly among supply partners, trade intermediaries, and customs authorities. Demand data from customers may feed directly into not only finished goods planning, but also raw materials and suppliers' planning systems. Digitalized control systems are moved from being locally controlled to being centrally controlled remotely with a control tower. Teams who will be closing technology or social gaps should be cross-functional among key supply chain partners and have multiple layers of expertise. Strong leadership and the right contributors drive the needed changes. A common area for needed relationship improvement is with IT professionals. IT professionals may have become too reactive, for example, putting out fires, and need to be given the resources to be more strategic. IT relationship building is especially needed because direct connectivity with partners means IT needs to address cyber attack risks comprehensively.